Tein divrei gagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also speaks about this Indian about ein ovrim lifnei a mispalim. That's on page 25. He says, "Ha'omid b'tfil v'mokum hiluch ha'tzibur, yesh l'hatir l'aviru b'mkomo." There's so much time with very into picking people up. And if a person, so he didn't say you should walk in front of him, he said you could move him from this place. Okay, Mutu Medina Avlav or Kinegdo. Oh, then he says Avlav or Kinegdo. He says the Chatir tried to be, and then he quotes the Marshan. So, for example, a person, I think the example maybe they have here. I think maybe it says someplace about, somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei by the door. So the door is the Malkum, for sure it's Malkum Hiluch Rabbi. The door, because people have to. So it could be even, I said, once you're davening too long, so anywhere in the shul you could say it's Malkum Hiluch Rabbi. But the door, I would say maybe is always considered Malkum Hiluch Rabbi. Unless there's another, usually there'll be more than one door, but say, it's not sharp to get to the other door, and you have to leave. You have to go to the bathroom. And then this guy, Damish Moles, right there, it could be Mikir Adin, you can walk in front of him. Yeah, so it could be Mikir Adin, you can just walk there because it's a Mokum Hiluch Rabbah. Maybe even if he's not davening, it's super long.
But then everyone has their rows where they're standing, and some guy after just
in the walkway.
And he's
diving
for it. Even if it's not
being
long, he just wants to go to the bathroom.
Right. In other words, he should have been really diving inside, and he's diving between the aisles, so to speak. Maybe the Hanami. And so that's a big yisod. Because then things become very strange. You're waiting. Okay. Then the Eishal Avram. Says, he says the same. He also quotes that halacha. He says, "Hazal Avraham Shalola," on page 22. "Hazal Avraham Shalola Avra Lefnei Omed Hatzvila." The Kiva of Midos Yedeh Shachavero Ragil Lahalech Az Laishach Min Halacha Shalanizak. Because if he knows, his friend usually walks over there, so then he shouldn't. Then why? He shouldn't be davening there. He knows. Then he says, then he writes later, that the halachas ketana says, even if you have a shtender that's 10 tefachim high, so maybe that's considered a mafsik. So if you have a shtender, you're not in front of the shtender, and someone's walking in front of the shtender, the halachas ketana says it's still asa. But then he says that maybe it can be Mulamat Chus. He quotes here the Eish Avram. He says, in a near little one's chus, I'll shade him doctor, Zakavish, who are Hunhog, Hetel, as part of Neshtender. So he says that, well, then you can say maybe the shtender is like a mechitza. So it's like you have a reshus hamafsik.
There's no wall.
But it's a reshus. It's a shtender. A big shtender.
Where's the reshus on top of it?
The shtender is a hotel tefach high, four tefach wide.
But between the wood plank and the floor, mm-hmm. there's more open space, which is wider than the two top.
But you have to make sure you're not involved in the kavana. And then he says, Zener tamo shaharav ba halachas katanos yikamu pa'amim they were also over the phone because most of the Messiah Shalim, you know, he talked to stand the phone of the phone of Khushish La Yipol, Umma, Misham, or Shum Sefer, who built Balkavana, or Shadavar Shu, Gavo Yitzfach, Vidal, and Tfach, and Rocham, Gavo Shakashash, Tiltal, Tanua, the Adam Shomer Sham, the Rabarish, etc. He says that maybe the Lachas Ktah is only Machmir by a movable shtender, but if it's something that's like, you know, cover with the ground, it's not chashash that it's going to fall or anything like that, then it'll be okay. Or if you see that the person is davening with his eyes closed, that could also be okay.
Does this chair count? Someone's davening behind the chair?
Stender. Closer again to the shulchan of Pius Pachim Menem.
We're not up to
see, a shtender is solid from top to bottom, so that's. Okay.
Is that a table mafsik?
I'm saying maybe not, because the table is not even. It would be a table like a solid thing.
Most tenders are also open, like the one in the base here?
Yeah, so right. So I'm talking about the one like a chazan shtender, that
the big.
Yeah, the one we used to have, a big one. And then the Orchas Chaim says, what we were quoting yesterday, that this man has a, what's the question here? So he quotes the same thing in like the Orchas Chaim. That's not the, because most people are not mechavin anyway, and they're closing their eyes, so that can be other svaras to be made. Okay, so we are now finished with the Shana part, and now we go to Purim. We're back in time.
Sometimes you find yourself in a shul like where every like 100 people like dabbling right in front of each other. Like, what do you do in that situation if you have to like walk somewhere? Are you forced to stick in your spot forever?
No, I said that maybe, especially if after the zman allotted for Shmon Esrei is finished, so then you can say now it's a makom hilach harabim. Okay. Cruz ben Yomo. Okay, these are, you really could spend years on this topic. Could be next year. I want to remind people that those will be in the shiur next year. The office would want me to give a halacha shiur, halacha maisa topic, not necessarily baba kama, because it's not so much halacha maisa. I mean, everything is halacha maisa. But and if anyone has suggestions, I'm very open to suggestions. Someone. What? Even if you're not going to be the shiur, you can suggest what you think people would find, especially if you are in the shiur. We encourage everyone who could be in the shiur to be in the shiur, unless you're going to medical school or something like that. there's different limudim, like brachas, yuma, not sukkah, we did sukkah. But yeah, different ideas you could mention to me, to Jesse, Osha, Kevin Hess. Yeah, those are good ideas.
Should be something, Rebbe would like to prefer something that's a mice was one of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
Yeah, okay. Shabbat. I'll tell you an unbelievable story. You want to hear a good story? I have to tell you a great story. Can you hear a great story? This story was told to me by Rabbi Hanoch Teller this past summer when we spent Shabbos and Hask together. So, not to compare, but there was Rav Shlomo Zalman had this shiur. I think it was like Sunday nights, the shiur for Baal Batim, and it was like very special to him. Like he was never going to give up that shiur. Meaning, like he knew if you want him to come to your simcha, don't make it like Sunday night. So they were finishing a masechta, and they had to decide, what should be the next limud. So Chanoch Teller, a lot of people in the shiur were like older men who've been in the shiur for forever. And Chanoch Teller was younger. That was Rabbi Rablowski's father-in-law, Shraga. So Rabbi Teller said he had this idea. He said, Shlomo Zalman, he was big bucket and everything, but Shabbos was like something special, for Shlomo Zalman. He's famous for Shmir Shabbos Kachosa. So he piped up, and he said, let's do Shabbos. That would be a great thing, to learn Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman. Then in unison, like 15 people from the shiur said, we did that 52 years ago. That was a good story. The thing with Shabbos is Rabbi Willing is giving... Technically, but I don't want to be viewed as stepping on somebody. Yeah, I know. In issues of Ben Adam Lachavero, you have to realize that you have to be marchik, Dalarama, more than Dalarama. So, if it can be viewed that, he's doing other,
I have a very good Shabbos.
Very good.
I'm
there
after the
Tzibur
here.
He did it 52 years ago.
He was young.
The
difference,
Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis
Knesset.
Beis Knesset. Beis HaMikdash, okay. Prophet. Okay, so let's do some Chazara. We have time to think, but Okay. So the halacha is that if you are Yerushalmi and you come into Tel Aviv for the day, so you can be Pruz Ben Yomo. So Rashi says, so that means you have to be in Tel Aviv on Alos HaShachar, poor morning of Yudal. Then you're Pruz Ben Yomo. So you need two things. You need to be there, to already have been, the time Alos HaShachar comes poor morning Yudal, you're there. So now you're Chayv in Yudal. Even though you're Yerushalmi. But you're Chayv in Yudal. And if you're a Tel Aviv person and you come into Yerushalayim on Tezvav in the morning and you're there Tezvav in the morning, so then you're Mukav Ben Yomo, and then you're Chayiv in Yerushalayim.
What Ben Yomo?
In other words, it's all totally...
Well, you are Chayiv.
Right, in other words, to flip yourself.
Right.
So you have to be in the new place, either on your Dalit to be a 14th person, even though you're normally Yerushalmi. And if you're normally a Tel Aviv person, you have to be in Yerushalayim by Tezvav in the morning.
And according to the Sivov Shai, if you were in the morning at both places?
One second.
It only be one place at a time.
No.
First of all, the Mabun HaShach Yatsam Ben Ha'ir, in the Tzorek Lutros, they say, what did the Ben Ha'ir, Shalach Lekrach, you must say the Lachzor, Bavele Tezvav, Hashem, Yom Tezvav, Mohavi Bukhof Yomah. So if you're a Tel Aviv person, you left Tel Aviv, but you're planning to you're planning to be there in the morning. So you have to actually have been there. The process is you have to have left Tel Aviv already by Yudal. Because then you're already out of Tel Aviv, and now you get your Nuchiyev by being in Yerushalayim on Tezvav.
And you have to keep 2 days according to that?
No. Mm-hmm. One day.
What I'm saying is the first day in the morning, you're outside of the walled city, and the second, Shushapur,
you're... Well, where are you? You're Yerushalmi or Tel Aviv first?
I'd say Yerushalmi, but the
record... Forget Tel Aviv, you're a New Yorker. New Yorker.
On both Yudgimel, Yudala, and let's say morning Yudala and Tezvav, the first day you...
So if you're a person from, if you're a New Yorker, right, and the morning of Purim comes and you're in New York or in Tel Aviv or whatever you are, so then that's it.
And the morning of the next
day. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that you have, therefore you have a second Purim. But I told you that the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was Macharish, there's no such thing as two Purims. It's only if you, in the middle of Purim, you decide to move there. Whereas maybe this whole din of Mukha Ben Yomo, Pruz Ben Yomo, is only what? Is only if you're to Mechayiv you in the one Purim that you Chayiv. But the Mechayiv in two Purims, maybe there's no such thing as being Mechayiv in two Purims. Rabbi never speaks about keeping two perms. Yerushalmi is mashma that time, but even Yerushalmi, we'll see Pesach Rabbi wants to say, maybe he's talking about only if you, in the middle of Purim, Purim day, after you celebrate Purim Tel Aviv, now you're moving to Yerushalayim permanently. So now maybe this Purim you'll have to keep a second Purim. Because now you're Yerushalmi. But if you're just a person who lives in, say you live in outside of Yerushalayim, and you did your Purim, and now you're coming to Yerushalayim for Tezvav, and you get there before Tezvav in the morning, so Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says he thinks what you did is no chiv. I like that pshat. I'm very into that. That the whole din of being in the other place, the mechayiv, is the mechayiv for your one Purim, this. But whoever says there's a chiyuv to make you a second Purim, no such thing. Only Yerushalmi says it, and Yerushalmi, if you look carefully, use the lashon akar dirasso. So maybe Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi and Avishol, Rav Tzvi and Avishol as well.
Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank also is more than you need two if it's akar dirasso.
If he's over to Russell, yeah, because there you were a Tel Aviv person, and now after you celebrate Purim in Tel Aviv, before the morning of Tezvav, you moved.
You move.
Moving
right in the day on your dollar.
Yeah, so now you're a Yerushalmi.
Right.
So now you have to keep.
But what is the Shas Yerushalmi about this?
So then Yerushalmi says you keep two. But he's saying maybe Yerushalmi saying keeping two is not if you just visited. See, the minute of Olam is the person's like in Keren B'Yavna, and he has his Purim from Keren B'Yavna outside Yerushalayim. And then later in the day, or that night, Motzoi Yudalit, he goes to Yerushalayim because he wants to stay there, so they'll keep a whole new Purim. Because by the morning he'll be in Yerushalayim. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says he doesn't think so, Mikra then. At this halacha, that if you're in the morning, you're a Keren B'Yavna person in the morning of Tezvav, you're in Yerushalayim, was not said.
Which one would you keep?
So you keep the one you kept already. In other words, say you're in Keren B'Yavna. So you're here. It's your dalit, so you have to keep your dalit. Now, later in the day, on Purim day, you decide to go to Yerushalayim. So the minimum Olam is to keep a second day. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, no, maybe because you're not a Yerushalmi, you're just here for the day. So the Chiyuv of Mukav Ben Yomo, but maybe the Chiyuv of Mukav Ben Yomo is only to Bekoveya that one Purim. But to make a second Purim for you, not. I like that very much. I like that very much. But the Rush holds that Yudalit is always the Koveya. Meaning, if you're Yerushalmi, so you want to mechayiv yourself in Purim in Keren B'Yavna, so you have to be there Yudalit to mechayiv in Purim Yudalit. But even if you're a Keren B'Yavna person, you only chayiv in Tezvav if you were already on the beginning of Yudalit, had in mind to be in Yerushalayim by
Alos
of. So the Rush says you have to. One second, let's see the Lashon HaRush. Din ben ear shalach lekrach in osin let's say yisham b'leil tazvav shukrach she'ir yom harlei mukaf lekarlei fil yachdiya. So therefore, if you're a Yerushalmi person, so it's also totally a Yudalit. So if you're Yudalit, you're in the. So either way, it's totally a Yudalit. In other words, even if you're a Yes, one second. Perish Rashi Dekhaya Ben Krakshon Lach Le'ir, right? Who are did? Then he says that the Rosh disagrees with Rashi. Let's see that line. What's the line? Yeah, Gama ben Ir, she says, "V'lo ratzal farish will say the Rav Gama ben Ir shalach lekrach. Lo mustabel l'vim she yishanu v'krach miyom didal shachalav chovus kias mukafim. Yisur Hashem yom tazvav yikrash imam. Afi b'yachzav imam yikrom b'chamishos. I came to Adayin lo higi azman kriya de mukafim. Mama tachalav chovus kriya sodus. So it's Rav Rashi." We wish the Shas Mashma and the Rava Kai Akula Masnissan. The Kavosha will have been Krach Leos Kiben Ir, Shama Chambalel, not with Mixasium, Shuzman Kriyasa, Shalban Ir, Halok, Halos Kriya, Kavoka, Boyal the Ben Ir, Shalach the Krach. So Ben Ir goes to the Krach. Omad Sham Ad Mixas Yom Yudal and came to Shemachiyah B'nei B'komo in the Imam Estal Kovas Kriya. Hashem Malkom Nichol B'nei Krach Chazman Kriyasim. So if you were in, if you're a Yerushalmi person, so you're a Tel Aviv person, and on Yudalin you're in Tel Aviv, so then you're chayav in Tel Aviv. But if say you're down, you're in Yerushalayim already, so then you're planning to stay there, so then you forfeit your chiyuv in Tel Aviv. So it's going to work both ways. Your dal is always going to be koveh. Either it'll be koveh to mechayav you in Tel Aviv, if you're a Yerushalmi person, or if you're a Tel Aviv person and you're in Yerushalayim on your Dalit, so it's going to potter you from your Chiyuv in Tel Aviv, and Bemele you'll have a Chiyuv to be to of Tezvav. So your Dalit is always, according to Rashi, your Dalit is Koveya to Mechayev you in Tel Aviv, and Tezvav is Koveya you to Mechayev in Yerushalayim. But according to Rashi, your Dalit is Mechayev you in everything. Meaning, if you're Yerushalmi, so if you come to Tel Aviv and you're there the morning of Dalit, Mechayev you Dalit. But even if you're a Tel Aviv person, and you come to Yerushalayim in the beginning of your Dalit, so that's going to pater you from keeping your dalit in Tel Aviv, and b'meila you'll have a chiyuv of Tezvav. Because the dalit is the koveh for everything. Either, see, according to Rashi, your dalit is koveh only for Tel Aviv, Tezvav is koveh for Yerushalayim.
Depending where you are, I lost my chakra.
Right. But that's only Rashi. Yeah. The Rashi holds, your dalit is koveh of everything.
Even if you go home?
Your dalit is koveh to mechayev Yerushalmi guy, if he's in your dalit in Tel Aviv, but it's also mechayev the Tel Aviv guy to what?
To keep
Tezvav.
If he's in
Yerushalayim and Yudal. Why? What does Yudal have to do? Because once he's in Yerushalayim and Yudal, now he loses his chiyuv of Tel Aviv, and the Mela, he'll have a chiyuv of Tezvav in Yerushalayim.
Even if he goes home?
Even Pashas, even if he goes home. Pashas. Yeah, I'm very into that. If within the Shita's Harash.
So again, so the Ben Tel Aviv.
That's the Rosh Hashita.
Yeah.
Now, the Rambam says that it's not enough to be there by default, you have to have wanted to be there. Say you just missed the bus. So if you missed the bus, that's not going to mechayiv you. Say you came, you're a Yerushalmi person, and you came to Tel Aviv, and you were supposed to get on the bus, and you missed it, so you have to sleep over. So then that won't be, then you wouldn't be chayiv in your dalet, even though you're there, because you weren't there in Ritzono. And that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
So
your dalet in the morning is koveya for every chayiv.
Right. So in theory, like if someone from Tel Aviv was in Yerushalayim on your dalet,
if somebody is in Tel Aviv and he's showing with Yudalin, so then he loses his chiyuv of Tel Aviv. And with Mela, since he lost that chiyuv, he has to keep something, so he's going to have his chiyuv of Tel Aviv.
So he doesn't have to stay in
Yerushalayim? Yeah, so I think even if he, Tasha says he should stay, but I think technically even if he goes back,
you still do a
tetzal. Yeah, because you shine, you dial the koveya for everything.
You dial the koveya for everything.
The koveya for everything. Either way, not that's the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Okay.
Seemingly,
he'll
have to go to
your shrine,
though,
because there's no need to hear the Gil and the Gil. No, say he's a Balkorei. He'll read the Gil in his own house.
So if you missed the bus. Wait a minute.
So that's the Rambam of the Rif. It's not enough to be there. You have to be there Bertzono. You have to be there Bertzono. And then Chazanish, he held its tolei in the night. You have to be there in the new place in the beginning of the night. And in the beginning of the night, you have to want to be there during the... And then you can plug it into the... You have to, at night, you have to want to be there in the day, and which day is about that's the focus of the Rosh and Rashi. Because Chazanish says you have to already have been there in the new place at the beginning of the night with intent to stay there by the morning of Tezvav or Yudal, depending upon what. So if you went to your Yerushalmi person and you came to Tel Aviv in the middle of the night, then you're not going to be mechayiv even if you want to stay over till the morning, because Lamaisa, you weren't there at the beginning.
So Rashi would argue, Rashi would say if you're in the morning then you're
in your time. No, the Chazanish could fit into Rashi and the Rosh.
How do you fit into Rashi?
Because he was saying, what he's just saying is, you need kavana, and the kavana has to be starting from when you got there in the beginning of the night.
Didn't Rashi say that to be in the morning?
The morning is if
one
you,
the kavana, one the physical.
Yeah.
Placement.
Yeah. So he says you have to want to be there in the morning. Which morning? And then that's the Rashi and the Rambam. So according to Chazanish, once you came in the middle of the night to Yerushalayim, then you missed it. But the simple pshat is not like the Chazanish. Shlomo Zalman said it has nothing to do with the night. That's what Shlomo Zalman on page 4. I mean on question 4. That's all totally on the day. You can come in the middle of the night Yerushalayim and you'll be chayiv.
You would have been chayiv ready on your dalet.
Yeah.
Right?
In which case?
If a Tel Aviv guy comes to Yerushalayim in the middle of the night.
Which night?
Your dalet.
You're down in the night. Tel Aviv guy comes to Yerushalayim. So according to the Rosh, he'll be chayiv in In
Yadav.
No, in Tezvav. According to according to Rashi,
as well, because it's El Sashakar,
yes,
as well.
Yeah. And then we saw the Yerushalmi, Tein Divrei Yerushalmi Vinyan Ben Ir Shehalach L'Krach L'El Tezvav. So the Yerushalmi says you have to keep a second Purim, but Sir Pesach Frank explained that maybe that's only if you're planning to actually move. So Tim Divri Haritzva Arashba. Ritzva says Veni Yishaka di Russell Kapal of Tazvav, the Sky of Kana Kankoski is this Iker di Russell Hayab Krah, Tabi Ir Elgar. He says the whole idea of having to be there in the morning, Dafka and Olas HaShachar, is only he says, "Vinyan ben krach shaloch le'ir, vein dat elachsul l'mkom v'leil yudav, v'kari mahim v'kazal l'mkom v'leil tazvav, kosel atosu she'in sol yishayach zuv yikra p'am she'in yishim b'nei krach, shekar niftar." So it says, "The ben krach Yerushalmi, so came to Tel Aviv, he's planning to sleep over, the only time, this is what Betzion Avashol wants to say, maybe the only time there's a second Purim is if then you went back to your regular home. So the first Purim you're in Chayiv is a new thing. And then then you go back to your regular home. So then you're Chayiv al because that's your home. As what we said before, there's no two Purims in other words, if the second Purim is only not based on Pruz Ben Yomo, Mukav Ben Yomo, then that can't be a second Purim based on that. It can be a first Purim, and not a second Purim. But if the second Purim is your own home, so then maybe the Pruz Ben Yomo couldn't pater you from your own home. That's what the
Canon cannot pater you.
Cannot, because so that's what Rabbi Zin says. The Ben Yishalai Chozel Komo, Yaksos Shul Mekor Begil Tazvav, Ahoy Yivarach Lo Yikor, Shtal Shul Abrach Mechem, Ken Shul Mishmach Vodas, Anisa. If you've been here, in the Chayav Mekor, I did Lachzor Shul Mekor Begil Mekayim Shar Dine Kurum. So again. The question was, Vishakar Shul Begil Abiyom Tazvav, Yudal, and then he went to Yishalai. Like this, he's in Tel Aviv, and he celebrates Purim, now he goes to Yerushalayim. Does he have to do it again? So he says, if he's Yerushalmi person, and then he's going back home. So he did Purim in Tel Aviv, and now he's going back home. So then it could be that he's had he was a second Purim.
That's what because
this is the second place he's going is his home. So then that's going to be Mechayim, the second Purim, it's your own home. It's not just the Yom Ben Yer. It's not that you're just there for a day. But what? But if he's a Ben Yer, and he went to Inuchai Vigra, and then Lassar Shubu Kroos, and Begil Mukhaim, Shar Bedine Purim. If he's a Ben Yer, like he's a Kerbi Avon Talmud, and now he did Purim there, and now he goes to Yerushalayim for the night of the next day, so he says, Vigra, then you don't have to read the Begil again. Because for Maisa, that chiyuv would only be a chiyuv midin purim ben yomel, mukha ben yomel. Maybe the chiyuv of mukha ben yomel is only said to mechayev you on the first purim, not on the second purim. So if you're Yerushalmi, and then you're going to Tel Aviv, and you're going to stay there, so you dial the tezvah of this, so you have one purim. Because you're Purim Ben Yomo. If you come back later to your place, then you might have a second Purim. But he's saying the concept of second Purim, Tzion Avshal says, only if the second Purim is your habitat that you're always there. So that's not the chiddush of Purim Ben Yomo. So then maybe that could mechayev a second Purim. But if it's a chiddush of Purim Ben Yomo, that can only mechayev one Purim.
So the guy who lives in Yerushalayim, the first day is in Karabiyavna, does it still keep the first day? Even if not home?
The guy is in
Yerushalmi in Tel Aviv.
By Yudal.
By Yudal. He still keeps Yudal.
That's the Chiddush.
And he goes home and he keeps Tefal.
And Beli Bracha, but he wants to say, because it's a suffix where there, his home is the second Purim, so then maybe it's a Machayev, but it's not 100% Vada.
Even if it's home,
he says you have to do the mitzvahs again, but don't make any brachas. But if you did the first Purim with Kerem Yavne outside Yerushalayim, and now you're going to go that night, the night of before Tezvav to Yerushalayim, so then you should do all the mitzvahs again, for sure.
If that's his home.
No, it's not his home. It's not his home. Then Meikar, then you're not going to have to do anything. You want to do, you can do. Certainly without a bracha, but it's not. The other case where it's your home, then Mikra Din, you should do it.
With a bracha.
Then he says, don't make a bracha.
Who said that? That's Yana Bashal?
Yeah. Lo Yivar, Lo Yitzachar. This could be that he's not chayav with the second Purim, even if the second Purim is his home. But certainly if it's not your home, then for sure you're not really chayav. Then he says, "Bishoyim biyom yudalid biyushalayim, enasel ir biyudal biyom." He's says, "Im choz of erev biyushalayim yikra megili betezvav kibrei yushalayim." So he was. 14th day he was in Yerushalayim, and then he went to the Eir. So then he's not chayav in the Eir because he wasn't on Yudal, because he wasn't there at Alos HaShachar. Then he's planning to go back, so then he's going to go read on Tezvav. But say he stays in the city, he doesn't go back. So then he shouldn't do that. So then maybe he'll end up not doing any Purims. But that's a Kiddush.
Is that possible?
Pashas not. You have to keep Purim. You have to keep at least one Purim. There's no way of getting out of one problem.
It sounds like there is a way of getting
out. No, because even if you're in the wrong place, so then by default you'll have to keep Purim of where you're from, even if you're Shalayim.
But how are you supposed to know that necessarily? Like if you're
but if you're planning to be in your place that you look from in the proper day, then you'd be okay.
So what day should you do? So a Tel Aviv person on Yud Dalet in Yerushalayim, and on Tesvav he's in Tel Aviv. So
what are the guys saying there?
A Tel Aviv person is in Yerushalayim on Yud Dalet, and then he goes back to Tel Aviv home on Tesvav. So which form does he observe?
So again, the Tel Aviv person was in Yud Dalet
in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim.
And then he went home. Then Alos HaShachar of Tesvav, he was in Tel Aviv.
Alos HaShachar in Tesvav is in Tel Aviv.
Back home. So then he has a time that he doesn't have to observe any of them, but which one should he observe?
So one second. If he was a Tel Aviv person, then he's down in Shalayim.
On Yud Dalet.
Right, and then he was in Tesvav.
He went back home in Tel Aviv.
Right, so Tel Aviv, so he flipped the days.
Right.
So that he would follow, Pasha says he would follow where he's from.
What if he didn't do that?
What do you mean?
Where is he from? He's a Tel Aviv person.
So you should learn the Megillah on in Yerushalayim on Yom Tov.
Because you're chayiv wherever you're from, unless you get this new chiyuv of Pruz Ben Yomo. But if you don't get the chiyuv of Pruz Ben Yomo, so then by default you just follow the place where you're from, even if you're in the wrong location. That's I think the pasuk.
The
point
is in Yerushalayim when you go.
Oh, so someone told me all you have to go is to go to Rav Tukachinsky's shul, and they read on Yud Dalet in Yerushalayim, because they're choshesh that's not Sama Venira, because you can't see the Ir Atika from that location. So then maybe really have to read tests. So maybe, I think they probably read both. Yeah.
The bracha.
I don't know. I don't think you can read both with the bracha. I would assume they would do the test well with the bracha and not without a bracha. So you make your own bracha. So you can know that's a good chap. Someone told me. Better off took a Chinsky shul. They read when you dial. But you have to be there.
Yeah, you have to know when to make the bracha. You have to know whether you have to make the bracha.
Right. It's good. Okay, please. Jesse. Okay, so then you were talking about the Tosefta. So if you're a Sfina, you read in the 14th. And the Kolbo says, since you're not in Kolbo, you follow Rova Olam. And that's the Ramon. From home. So the question they ask, and good with others they ask,
is why you have to say you follow Rova Olam,
just say, no, I'm not in Yerushalayim. So of course I follow, not because I follow Rova Olam, it's because I'm not in a place that's Chayim in Tesvav. So by default, I'm Chayim in Yudalat. So based on this, Rav Goodman wanted to say, you see from here that that if you're in a, if you're not in a makom yishuv, you're in the ocean, this, that, so you're no man's land. So there's no real chiyuv. So then what do? You follow your dalim. Not because you're not in Yerushalayim, because you don't have to. It's because so you don't say, well, of course I follow, keep your dalim. Not because your dalim is the Rov Olam, it's because I'm not in the Irmuk of Chobah. So you see from that, that being in a shayara is not considered that I'm in a place of Chayakiv Yudal, because I'm in a no man's land. One second. Yeah, I'll tell you in a second. So that was and to chayiv in yudalit, you have to be in a place that's chayiv in yudalit. It's not like, in other words, if you're not in the chayiv of tezvav, so mamel you're yudalit. No, you have to be in a place that's the chayiv in yudalit to get a chayiv yudalit. But here, that's not a place that's chayiv in yudalit, because it's a no man's land. It's not a makom yishuv. So that's the Ramah, question 9. That's the Kolbo, from the Rav Olam. So the Chaim Machag, Rav Gutman points out that you see from here that to be Mechayiv in Yudalid, it's not enough that you don't have a Chiyuv Tezvav. You have to be in the Mokom. And if you're in the ear. But here, and as I always would thought, if you're not in the Mokum Tezvav, so by default you're Dalit. But he's saying no, that if you're not in Tezvav, you're not Tezvav. But you have to also be in the Mokum to Mechayiv, and you're Dalit also. It's not just a default from Tezvav. Haraya, if you're in no man's land, meaning you're in the Midbar, in the Yam, there's no Yishuv there, so then you don't have a Chiv, you're Dalit, or a Chiv Tezvav either. So then, the Chiddush of the Kolbo was, so you follow Rov Olam. So Rav Gutman wants to say, so if you're in an airplane, maybe it's also that you don't say you're an airplane going to Eretz Yisrael. Luyitzura say, so at the beginning of Tezvav, you're in the air. So I would have said, so read the Megillah then, Tezvav, because you're not in Yerushalayim yet. But he's saying, no, you're not in the Malkum Yudalit either. Because you're not in a Mokum, you're in no man's land. Yeah, so then he says follow Rav Olam, based on this idea of following Rav Olam, but not because of by default. So he says, so Rav Gutman writes, he says a lot of people are traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz on Purim, where a person is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Yerushalayim, and he's going to Chutz La'aretz, v'daid l'achzol so below Yudalit, Eretz Yisrael. So he says that Okay, maybe we'll continue with this tomorrow. It'll take some time. Okay, so we're up to 11. And, okay. There's a shem tomorrow, we should finish up. And then we should make a sign-up sheet tomorrow for Sunday morning for Bechina. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a shem we'll do with Yonah and Yoma. And we have to do also Chumash tomorrow, Parshas Sav. But Shmini, we don't have to do until we come back, right? Because it's not going to be a three. Shabbos is not going to be Shmini. This will be the Shabbos after. A week later, we'll still have.
Right. We're
going to have
a consumption.
We'll have three things. What? Yes, I'm saying, so we'll have it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.